Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, New Year's Eve. We're with Mike Goodwin, who is the city editor of the Albany Times-Union. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you and all of the readers and listeners. The story today we're going to start with has to do with a whistleblower and Albany County workers. Let's get an update on what's happening here.
Yeah, that's right. We've been covering this story for months now. And it was a major development earlier this week. The whistleblower who helped Albany County Comptroller Mike Connors, who's retiring at the end of today, she helped Mike Connors investigate allegations employees were on duty when they were working on County Executive Dan McCoy's reelection campaign. This filed a federal lawsuit accusing McCoy and other county leaders of violating her civil rights by cutting her salary, demoting her, and eventually terminating her from a job at the Board of Elections. The civil complaint filed in U.S. District Court in Albany this week includes allegations that McCoy, quote-unquote, shunned Kerry Kessler, the employee, after she refused to back candidates he supported for positions in Albany city government, including Mayor Kathy Sheehan. Kessler was formerly a 7th Ward leader for the Democratic Party in Albany and has been politically active for many years and worked on a bunch of different campaigns, including helping coordinate McCoy's successful 2015 reelection bid. Kessler provided Connors with a trove of emails and other records that apparently back up her assertion that multiple county employees performed campaign work on taxpayer time. McCoy's office has consistently insisted they've done nothing wrong.
Now to a survey, it's kind of interesting. You know, I always never thought of Albany as a LAX or Chicago's O'Hare, but a new survey finds flights out of Albany's international airport are among the nation's most crowded. Really?
Yeah, I bet there are people who get on planes here who probably agree with that, who feel like they never get an empty seat next to them. And yeah, as you said, some of the most crowded flights in the nation are leaving Albany International Airport, according to a new report by the financial website comparecards.com. In a comparison of passenger loads and available seats for the year 2018, Albany International Airport ranked 8th in terms of crowded flights, with planes filled on average to 83.6% of capacity. I mean, I feel like every flight I ever get on is 100% capacity. But that means the center seat in your row is likely occupied, and it leaves less room to stretch out. Overhead bins are almost certainly filled. The crowds at some other airports are even more daunting. Denver International Airport, 86.4% of the seats on their flights are usually occupied, followed right behind by Orlando, which is another busy airport, and that's probably not much of a surprise, at 85.6%. The lack of space on flights leaving Albany probably explains at least part of the reason why the fares here always seem to be higher than other airports.
Great news for New Year's Eve.
Well, drive, don't fly today, I guess.
Yeah, no matter what, no one's going to enjoy the flying experience. We've been enjoying our experience with Mike Goodwin. He is the city editor of the Albany Times-Union. You can read more at timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, we'll catch up with you next year.
Wonderful, Dave. Talk to you in a week.